Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo. Okay.
So we choose to run away.
you on?
Oh, dang. Check this out. I just hung it up, I believe.
Oh, okay. Hold, let me see if I can call you back.
What it does is it calls me. Well, how do let me give you Sister Marilyn number and Sister Gidget number real quick so you write that down so you call them
okay,
too.
Okay. Okay, I got Gidget's. Okay, but what's the other girl's number?
She on the phone now. She says she ain't no girl.
Okay.
Sister Marilyn.
Yes, sir.
Let me see. Do I know your number? Okay. It's 843. That's area code.
843.
926.
926.
8433. 8433.
Okay. I'm going to call you guys up now.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Okay.
Who phone is that?
I
don't know.
Hello?
Yes.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. As a matter of fact, you know something? We all get there on the phone. We're just going to merge the call.
You know what, man? We need to try to see how it works, man.
Okay.
I
got Sister Marilyn on the phone. Just again,
But you hear the echo?
Yeah, I hear the echo. Hold on for a second.
Yeah, we don't need the echo because we're going to make it hard for the hair people.
People. Yeah. That is so funny, man.
I want a ham, burger.
You're so crazy, man.
Hey, I'm calling you right now. Okay, is Gidget on the phone?
Okay, I think something might be turned up too high or something.
Okay,
Get it right.
Hold on, guys.
You said we need to pedal nation builder. We have the little difficulty for everybody to know.
That's Gidget.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Gidget, are you 832?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Raheem, you're 601.
Yes.
Okay.
You see, what happened is they're on my conference call right now. I mean, we're all on the conference call from my phone.
I got a 662. Who's 662?
That should be you.
No, that's not me. I'm 662-321. But I have 452-3252. Who is that? Who's that?
Hello?
Who is that? Who is 662-452-3252?
That might be another caller on the other line, right?
That must be.
No, they're in here right now. They can hear me right now because they're here. I'm looking at them.
Okay.
And there's also an area code 111. I don't know who that is.
Okay. Well, y'all want to go ahead and let's go ahead and clear this up. Go ahead and open it up that way. We can basically find out who. I guess we can go ahead and open up.
Okay.
I think we're in error now, I believe. I'm not sure.
I think the only person is here is myself, Gidget, and Raheem. I think we're the only three here, but I'm looking at two more numbers that are on here.
Unless it's mine, 9-6-6-6-6.
Okay, I'm going to hang up this one number because they're not saying anything.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you good.
Okay.
Can you hear me, Brother
Rakim? Oh, that noise is going now.
Yeah, the noise is gone.
Yeah, that noise is gone. See, what happened is Sister Gidget and Sister Marilyn, they're on my line. Yeah. So,
Right. Therefore, right. Yeah, okay.
So, it should be only one number showing for us a panel.
Actually, I called you guys. So, I called all three of you. I mean, I called both of you guys.
Okay, I got you.
I called you and I called Gidget. So, I see that you hung up the other line, Raheem. I see you hung up the other line. And the other young lady's not here.
Sister Marilyn, she's on my phone.
Yes.
Everybody's on my phone.
Yes, I'm online. I'm on the phone.
Oh, okay. You know what? Look, let me call you, Sister Marilyn, because let's do it the right way. Hold on for a second. Let me call your number right now. Your number is 843-928-433, right?
No, 926-8433.
So you think she needs to hang up for you to call her? She can't stay on my line?
Yeah. You know what? Hold on for one second. Hold on for a second, guys. Hold on for one second.
Okay, so y'all want me to go ahead and just hang up now?
No, he said hold on for a second. Hold on. Let's see what he's trying to do first. Yeah, all the time, that was my phone with the echo with both lines. I had never hung up. He called me twice.
Way to go, Brother Rakim.
Well, I had no idea. That was my fault. I didn't know.
Yeah, I know.
Oh man, this brother be on it, man.
Man, why is there no possum in my backyard?
Brother time.
My window. This big-ass possum, I mean, ooh, this possum is big. Oh, my God.
What?
A possum in my backyard. She's going to knock him off the fence and tear his neck up. I ain't got time.
Gwen, I was trying to see, which sister is it from the page? In your backyard, what'd you say?
Brother King, I don't know if we don't lie. You see, I didn't say nothing. I
shut my mouth.
Yeah, Brother Akeem.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
You said nation space building space group, and then what's the password?
I'm not gonna tell you that online.
Hello, Queen.
I'm gonna text it to you, Queen.
Hey, Raheem.
Yes, sir.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
What's
the lady in Maryland? Is she still on the phone or did she hang up?
Yes, I'm still on the phone.
Okay, I'm gonna call you right now.
Okay.
843.
843-926-8433.
That's what I keep saying, but you keep saying the same thing. Like,
I thought you said another number, because that's what it's going to sound like. You said,
okay, look, listen. Yeah. Is it 843-926-8433, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, I'm going to dial your number right now.
Okay.
All right, should she hang up from my phone?
Yeah, hang up from Raheem's phone.
Okay. What about Sister Gidget? She on my phone, too.
Oh.
Yeah, both of them on my line.
Wow. Yeah, she needs to hang up also.
Okay. I clicked over and I'm not getting anything. It's like complete silence.
Oh, really? Hold on, let me try. Is that Marilyn? Let me try it one more time, Marilyn.
You need me to hang up for Brother Akeem?
Yeah,
yes.
You need to hang up.
Oh, okay, then. All right. Okay. All right. Something like
this. It's some kind of way you got to put her in, Caesar.
Okay.
And then when you get her in, I'll hang up, and then you can call me.
Right.
You
okay, that's
sure
cool. Okay, I'm dialing her number right now.
Huh?
I'm dialing her number right now.
Okay.
I don't see it going through though. Let me click over and do it again. Let me try it one more time. It's ringing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello.
Uh-huh.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I don't see you. You haven't popped up yet, but you're here. Okay. Sister Gidget, I'm gonna call you right now.
Okay, I'm gonna hang up from Brother Raheem's phone.
Okay. Her number is 832. 906.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay, I just answered the other line. So I'm on the computer now.
Okay, is that good?
And I hear you loud and clear.
Is that good?
Okay. Yes.
You know what? This thing is not reading right. Hold on. Let me restart my browser. Maybe that's it. let me restart the browser. Because I'm not
34 minutes.
Oh, okay. Oh, we got 11 calls.
Oh my God.
I mean, this phone call right now, it's all getting it set up. So I mean, we're cool.
Okay. Yeah, I see my number. I'm in. I see my number. I see Sister Gidget number. Sister Marilyn number. Okay.
So we ready?
Yes. Go ahead and get started. Let's What's up?
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we're so sorry. We had technical difficulties. We still trying to get this radio blog show down. I mean, we got world famous DJ Black Caesar. He on the boards. We got Sister Marilyn, Sister Gidget, and myself. Our team. We're online where we're talking about overeating and fast foods. How does this affect your health? How does this affect my health? Is it Gidget?
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
Yes, ma'am. We got
yes,
10 callers on the line. Yes, we got 10 callers on the line, I believe. But the problem we have in America is a big problem. Overweight, obesity, which is obesity. We got cancers, we have heart attacks, we have strokes, we have aneurysms, we have all kinds of health problems, and that is what we want to talk about tonight. How do we prevent this?
Well, the first thing we need to start doing is start back preparing foods in our own kitchen, outside of organic farming, which I know is not always conducive for people to do. Everybody is not a farmer. But we need to buy organic foods, and we need to start preparing food in our kitchen. The reason why we need to do this is because it will extract all the chemicals and everything else that they're putting in these foods. Now, process is either half-cooked or whole-cooked or, you know, it got some kind of byproduct in it that make it taste like meat and make it taste like potatoes, and, you know, everything is imitation. So our bodies were not designed to eat imitations of food. We need the natural fibers and minerals and vitamins that come from food in order to sustain our health. And as long as we're buying convenience, we're going to buy death. Because, of course, obesity, diabetes, high blood pressure, sir, come from processed foods. I'm not saying that they're the only source of these diseases, but it's a primary source of these diseases.
That's true. Very true. Now, Sister Gidget, you know something? I'm going to tell you the best way this thing will be successful, you will not get a talk. And ladies and gentlemen out there in radio land, me and Sister Gidget going to have a conversation. Sister Marilyn, are you there, sister? Are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm right here, sir.
Well, I'll put it like this. We're going to have to talk to one another, and anybody that wants to call in and ask something to what we're talking about, you're more than welcome to do so. But we're going to hype this thing up. I mean, we're going to get this thing started just right. Sister Gidget.
Yes, sir.
Talking about it, we must prepare our own meals in our own homes, because we don't know what the hell these people are putting in our foods, you know. I mean, all you know is the food tastes good. You go to the restaurant, you sit down, you eating or whatever, but you don't really know what's going on in the kitchen.
Well, you know, and a lot of sickness also comes from bacteria, because you don't know what kind of germs or bacteria that are in other people's kitchens, and I mean restaurants and things of that nature. The best solution to clean food is to prepare the food yourself. That's the only solution. What has happened is that we have so bought into the convenience of being able to go to a drive-thru window or, you know, pick up some pre-cooked food or whatever. But what has been the result is that, especially in the African-American community, you know, we long to rumor to have high blood pressure and diabetes. This is supposed to be, you know, something that is a trend in our race. But really, that's not so. And I'm not going to go all the way back to where it started from. We all know where it started from. But when we know better, we have to do better. And so when we have 10-year-old girls that's walking around here in C-cup-sized bras and they're 6 feet tall, and, you know, they're having all these hormonal problems at the age of 8, 9, and 10, we need to start looking at our food resources because it's not natural. And a lot of people are looking at the obesity side of it and the physical aspects of it, but you also have mental side effects from eating foods or not receiving the proper nutrients. So, I mean, you know, there are a lot of consequences to that convenience that we buy.
That's true. That's why I'm just gonna be damn blunt. I'm just gonna be blunt. Yo, everybody, excuse me. If y'all know Brother Rakim gonna tell the truth, and Brother Rakim gonna be damn honest. I mean, I'm gonna be honesty and truth, same thing. I'm going to be honest, and I'm going to tell the truth, and I'm going to give it to you raw. I mean, we got a lot of, and I'm not talking about people with health problems. If you got health problems, I'm not talking about none of y'all. But we got a lot of big-ass people walking around here. I just got to be real. And this is not how Allah intended for us to be. I mean, and, you know, you got some men, they see a woman, and they see her with all this weight on her, and they say, oh, she's a big, you know, she is fine. Well, she ain't fine. She's unhealthy in a lot of cases. A lot of women see a lot of men walking around here with a lot of weight on them. Oh, he's thick. Oh, girl, he's thick. Well, he might have a heart attack next week.
That's true.
He might have a heart attack next week because he's not eating the right foods. It's a noise. I don't know where the noise is coming from.
Uh-huh.
Is it still there?
It's still there.
I'm looking now. Hold on, let me look right quick to see what's going on.
Keep it going, Brother King.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, when you think somebody's fine, they ain't fine. They unhealthy. It, as a man, my ideology of fine for a woman is a woman, she going to exercise, eat the right foods. Her weight and her height is going to be proportioned. I mean, everything is going to be proportioned. You know, that's fine. Not no sister that's walking around here eating every damn thing on the table. Going to these fast food restaurants, she eating, and then you look at her and you say, oh, she got a big butt, and she fine, she got big thighs, big hips, whatever, and oh, she got unhealthy fat on her body, and you talking about she fine.
Well, I mean, now, come on, Brother Rakim, now, sometimes it comes down to prep, because I know a lot of men that like so-called big women. Now, there's a such thing as being big and healthy and big and unhealthy. And I know some people will say, well, you know, how can you be big and healthy? Well, you can. Some things are genetic. You know, if you come from a family and down through your generations, all the women in your family are 6 foot tall and 200 pounds, then more than likely you're going to be a heavier sized woman. We all have different shapes, but it's about being healthy. And so it is when you start to become obese and when you start to become excessively overweight, then it is a health concern. But if you look at the structure of the bodies of some women, they are genetically, genetically disposed to have certain body types. You know, you're going to have those women that are wide at the hips or some that are just tall and slim no matter how much they eat or whatever. Some things are genetic. But you're talking about when you have unhealthy dietary practices, when you're eating all of the wrong foods. And sometimes when you're eating all these processed foods, it matters not if you exercise. It matters not if you eat them in moderation. because anytime you do something unnatural or you intake something unnatural, you're going to have an unnatural effect.
Well,
and that's
it.
I'm talking from a woman that used to weigh 420 pounds. I'm just telling you, I used to weigh 420 pounds. And had it not been for my common sense to stop taking steroids that was supposed to, you know, enhance my breathing, if I had not discontinued it on my own, I would probably be 600 pounds right now. So I'm almost under 200 pounds, all praises due to Allah. But I'm just telling you that there are some things that we have to stop doing, get ourselves in that position. And medications are another thing. You know, a doctor can give you a medication and say, hey, it's going to do this, but tell you that it's going to break something else. And with my situation, I was taking steroids, but I was blowing up. So how was that helping my breathing when I got an extra 200 pounds to carry around? So I went against the grain and discontinued my medication, and I stuck with how to eat to live, and that's how I've been able to sustain myself. But in actuality, I'm never going to be under 175 pounds. I just don't look right. You know, I want to be healthy. I want to be able to run. I want to be able to walk. I want to, you know, so that's what I've been doing. And it can be done. But the first step is to stay out of, you have those wonderful nicknames. I don't know if you can name them all, Brother Rakim. You got a nickname for every restaurant. But those are the we
Hey, I'm going to tell you something. We ain't going to talk about those nicknames tonight. I could get into that, but I ain't going to get into that right about now. But I understand exactly what you're talking about, but I'm not talking about, sister, with the health problem, you know, the medical conditions. I'm talking about sisters that cause their own health problems. I mean, we know women are all shapes and sizes, but if you got a father that weighs 130 pounds, your mother weighs 115, you got a brother that weighs 135, and a sister that weighs 110, and then you the biggest something in the damn house, and you eating up every damn thing. It's like y'all from two damn different tribes.
But I don't mean to cut you off, or I'm not in opposition to you, but. Your kitchen is poison cat. Because anytime you have an infection, you take garlic. Because garlic is the byproduct of main ingredient in every antibiotic. Mm. If you have upper respiratory problems, you got cayenne pepper and ginger. So I'm saying that to say that if you start a proper diet, it will incur all these other conditions that would cause you to have medication,
so
the cure is even in your kitchen.
Hold on, this noise is so.
Sound like speakerphone.
I don't know what
somebody
it,
on speakerphone.
Yeah, speakerphone is on or something.
Yeah, somebody has their speakerphone on. Can you turn your speakerphone off if you don't mind, because there's feedback coming from that. Thank you.
Okay, can everybody hear?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
that's much better.
Okay.
Hold on for a second. Can I tell everybody something real quick? Mute out your phones if you're not speaking now. Just mute your phones out, and then when you have something to say, which will open the floor up to everyone in about 19 minutes, then you can turn your phone back on, mute, off, mute, and then you can say something, and we'll let you talk. All right, thank you. All right, sister, you can go ahead.
From Maryland.
Oh, I mean, yes, ma'am. I thought you was trying to finish up what you were saying. Now, if you want me to go ahead
Maryland.
And let's see. Yes, sir.
What are you doing?
I'm right here listening to you and Sister Gidget, and I was going to add to what Sister Gidget was talking about earlier. But
okay,
I was going to. Yes, sir.
I was just trying to make sure you were with us. That's all.
Huh?
I was just trying to make sure you were with us. You're my big sister. You know I got to check on you.
Oh.
You must not test. You be doing all kinds of things at one time.
Yes, sir.
Sister Brown, go ahead. Say what you want to say. Go ahead and say.
Yeah, but what I wanted to add to what Sister Gidget was saying, you know, and I agree as far as, you know, the basics. We have to go back to the basics as far as, you know, cooking and preparing our own food inside our house. But also, the key word is discipline. And see, sometimes, you know, and I understand that a lot of us, you know, we have health problems. You know, like Sister Gidget was saying, you know, as far as herself, you know, being on, you know, I guess the medications have, you know, steroids, and I can understand that. But, you know, we have the life-giving teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, how to eat to live. And if we follow those guidelines and if we discipline ourselves to those guidelines, you know, any type of health issues or any type of health problems that we have within ourselves, we can get rid of those things. And we, you know, sometimes, you know, it's a struggle. I mean, it's a struggle to, you know, some people, to, you know, strive to try to eat one meal a day. It's a struggle to even some people trying to eat, you know, if they can't do one meal a day, two times a day because of health problems. But if we discipline ourselves, you know, and like I said, basically just go by the guidelines that was given to us, we have noticed that, you know, the weight will start coming off of us. We have noticed that our outer appearance will start to look better. We are starting to feel better about ourselves. And if we just believe and go by that, we'll see a whole change. It's a process, and we're not going to change overnight. But, you know, if you go by those guidelines, you'll gradually see the change. And, you know, McDonald's, Burger King, these different fast food restaurants that they have for our people, it's killing us, you know, it's a slow process. It's killing us slowly. And we don't realize, and you know, some of us as women, we have become lazy because we figure that that's the easy way out. You know, I can understand that, you know, you get tired and you get off from work. But, you know, it's all about, you know, you have to put yourself, your family first, your family comes first. You have children, you have a husband, you have to be able to prepare yourself, prepare your family. And go home and cook your own food. And some of us, we just, you know, become so lazy, we don't want to do that anymore, and we get, you know, so comfortable with that. But we're going to have to sit up in fast food restaurants. We're going to have to, you know, do better. Like Sister Gidget says, you know better, you do better. We just going to have to strive to make sure that, you know, we have the best for our family, not only for our family, but for ourselves as well. It's all about, you know, taking care of you, loving yourself, and that's what it is.
Well, that's true. But, you know, Sean, Marilyn, you said something to me a lot of sense, you know, about the women, you know. If you don't eat the proper food, your skin not going to look right. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't like no woman with no badass skin. I don't want a woman with no badass skin. Seriously. I mean, seriously. That's a big turnoff to me. If I walk up to a sister and she like she got zits and pepperoni all in her damn face, I'm turning around the other way. I ain't gonna say nothing. I'm just walking away.
But you know what, Brother Lakeem, that
I
hear you, Brother Lakeem, but you know that all goes back to, you know, what you take in is what you gonna get, you know, what you gonna see on the outside. And you can tell you eating the wrong type of food and you're not basically taking care of yourself, it's gonna show on the outside of your body.
Queen, I'm not taking her in. Yeah. I ain't taking her in. She can stay her ass outside, no way. I mean, seriously.
Moisturize, just to keep it in.
Moisturize what?
What
is she moisturizing, Queen? So what else?
You're moisturizing your skin. You keep your skin hydrated.
I'm being honest. Like me, I love. Like women, let's talk about women for example. Me being a man, y'all females, you know. When a sister not taking care of herself, I'm not gonna bash no women. Sisters, I'm not gonna bash y'all. Y'all they ain't taking care of your damn self, I'm gonna bash the hell out of y'all. I'm serious. I'm gonna give y'all some damn tough love. If you got black skin, dark chocolate skin, that skin should be crystal clear, flawless. You got light skin. I should damn near see myself in your skin like I'm looking in a mirror. Seriously. I mean, you don't want no sister with no black lips. Like she smoke cigarettes, smoke weed. I don't want that. And I know damn well you ain't taking care of yourself. You take care of the damn weed man. That's the truth. Then the sister, this is another thing I was talking about. I said this on Facebook, and I'm going to say it right here on Blog Talk Radio. Go to the you go to the mall, you go to the store, you go to a restaurant, whatever you go. You see sisters with their stomach damn near to their toes.
Wow.
I'm serious. And then the first thing they're going to tell you, if I had a baby, and this is why I'm big as hell. Well, I see sisters that don't have no babies. They big as hell, too. You know what I'm saying? Because, first of all, they stay in that damn kitchen 24/7. You see what I'm saying? You got somebody to just stay in the damn kitchen, back and forth to the damn kitchen. They making groceries 3 or 4 times a damn week. Can't wait to eat. Can't wait to get in the damn kitchen. That's a weight problem.
But I'm hearing what you're saying, Brother McKean. But you know what? That all goes back to, you know, self-esteem. That all goes back to a sister, you know, a woman basically loving herself, you know. Because, I mean, when you love yourself, you're going to take care of yourself. And I think a lot of us, you know, we have to go back to, you know, the way how society is. A lot of us as women, we go on the scrap. You have a lot of single mothers out there that basically taking care of their children. And so, you know, they're so stressed, so they use food as like to comfort them, to make them feel better. And not realizing that the only thing that they're hurting is themselves. And not knowing that, you know, hey, when I intake all of this food within days, you know, eventually, you know, I'm not going to look like the same person that was weighing 120 pounds. Now I'm up to 190 or 200 pounds. And so, you know, you have to take it back to the root of why. And, you know, that a lot of us as women, especially black women, you know, going through these phases, you know, putting on the weight. And it's just so many things that the woman basically is going through. You know, she's carrying the weight now by herself because there's no man around. But it all goes back to sometimes you cannot use that as an excuse, you know, because sometimes, sir.
Ain't going to be no damn man around if she's carrying that kind of weight.
Brother Raccoon.
I'm serious.
Okay, let me explain something to you because I think a lot of believers have taken the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad out of context when he says that we should weigh properly. It's not necessarily the physical weight. You know, stress causes you to gain weight just by itself. But you also have a mental weight, and a mental weight can put physical weight on you. And so when the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us about weighing properly, that means having a balance in your life. So all of these things, when they're out of sync, when they're out of balance, it causes different side effects for different people. You have people who lose weight or lose too much weight. They become too thin, and you have some women who develop eating disorders. So there are a lot of reasons, but the key is to find that balance. So, you know, you got to have a dietary balance. You got to have strong mental health. You have to have self-determination, and you got to have that self-love. And in order to love yourself, you have to know yourself. So there are a lot of factors that play into that. You know, I don't think it's just people overeating and people just being lazy. I'm not saying that there are not those that are, but more than likely, there are some underlying issues that have not been addressed with men as well. Some men feel like they're underachieving.
Hey, can everybody mute their phones out for me? Because we need to mute our phones out. I hear the background noise, the televisions, and all that. I can hear that. So everybody needs to mute their phones out until you get ready to speak, and then you unmute them to speak, all right? Thank you.
Are you saying to put our phones on mute?
Yes, put your phones on mute until you get ready to speak, please.
Okay.
Thank you. Let me say something real quick. This is what we're gonna do in about 7 minutes. We're gonna open up the phone lines. We're gonna open up with everybody speak that wants to speak. Can you mute your phone out? Somebody has their phone still on the speakerphone. Don't put your phones on speakerphone and mute them out until you get ready to speak. I'm going to let everybody talk in just about maybe 6 minutes. I'll let you guys talk. I'll let you have the floor. But right now, Brother Raheem, go ahead and take the floor. Brother Raheem.
I don't know.
What was that? I'm looking for him right now.
I'm right here.
I believe he's on. Yeah, he's on.
Yeah, I'm looking at him. I'm looking at him. Yeah.
He's on. I can hear him in the back. Brother Raheem is on.
Yeah, I see him. I see you, man. Go ahead and take the floor, Brother Raheem.
Oh, brother, he's still on. He's calling. I don't know what... I want to say, and the noise is so irritating. I don't know what it is.
I hear it also, man. I don't know what it is, but if everybody has their phone on mute, you know what? Maybe I need to mute everybody out. I'm going to do that next. I'm going to start muting them out.
You know what I think the noise is?
What?
I'm looking at the board. The board has duplicate numbers on it. I think that's what the problem is.
What's the problem?
I think there's duplicate numbers on the board.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to cancel that out. I see it too. Okay. All right, let's cancel the duplicate numbers out. Okay. Nope, that's not the problem.
That's not the problem.
No. But I canceled them out.
I don't know what that is, brother. I don't know what it is.
Is Gidget still there?
You are having technical difficulties, so please be patient. This is one of those things that is quite normal. Sometimes.
Sister Marilyn, are you on the phone?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we lost one caller.
No, I'm still on the phone.
I hear boom.
Boom! It's gone. I'll be damned. What was that?
It was a dog. Was that a special effect or something?
I don't know. It's only somebody outside or something. I don't know what that is, man.
Well, maybe that's somebody munching or something.
I think that's a sister trying to come at me, and she's offended me on the phone right now. She done had about 6 meals today.
Don't be eating no chips on the conference call.
No, hey, if you got some pig, some hog rinds?
Some old pork rinds.
Hey, put those cracklings down right now. I'm serious. I mean, you're killing your damn self. Seriously. I mean, really, I'm be honest with you. We gonna hype this thing up because, you know, and Sister Marilyn, Sister Gibbs, I want y'all to talk to me. Let's talk to one another. Let's just make this great.
Okay.
You know, let's do the
okay.
damn thing like we do it. We're not trying to teach. We're teaching, but let's talk to one another. When we talk to one another, we make this. When we talk to one another, it becomes the shiznit. Don't nobody understand us like we understand one another. You see what I'm saying?
This is a public show, Brother Rakim.
We're having technical difficulties, but I did not technically curse.
But do you want me to get started? No,
Queen, you need to get started.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I am an MGT. I will not do that. Thank you very much.
This is one time, please. I mean, I need you to get started. I mean,
I
please talk about some things.
Brother Rakim, let's stay focused. Let's go. Let's stay focused.
We're going to stay focused. Queen, we're going to stay focused. I mean, it's all about the love of our people. That's why we're on it. We're for love of our people. We got people, you know, they're eating the wrong foods. They eat 5-6 times a day. It's a combination of things.
Well, maybe we need to hear from the audience and see what they're saying, if we have an audience.
Yeah, we have people on the phone lines. Can we do something right quick? I mean, I know you guys are talking, but can I play a song right quick and then we'll get back to talking? Let's have a little break and get a song going real quickly. This is Usher. This is called Climax.
What do you have to do with the show?
The way the world says we've reached a climax. We're together, now we're undone. What can make the riches to find our way? Off the ground, love is the glove that keeps raining down. Where are you now when I need you around? I'm on my knees, but it seems we're the way the world says we've reached a climax. Wasn't enough. You get upset. We argue too much.
we made a mess of what it used to be love. So why do I care? I care at all.
This is Brother Forrest Muhammad, New York City.
Brother Forrest,
Where you from? I want y'all to give me a couple of minutes and bear with me because I'm about to say some things y'all might not like. On August 31st, 2000, listen, I want you to listen. I want everybody to listen. This subject matter that you've chosen is very serious. This is modern-day chemical warfare, and our people are paying for their own death. And I want to say something very serious on this subject. I don't want anybody to comment until I'm finished because y'all don't understand what you're playing with. You're playing games with a subject matter that is dear and near to me because on August 31st, 2011, 2:38 p.m., I died in my house with my wife and child eating a Lay's potato chip. The salt content took my heart to 300 V-fib death. Allah brought me back. Then on September 9th, I died twice again because one of my sisters put some salt in my food and she didn't know that she did it, and it took me out of here. Salt, sugar, all these things are chemical warfare against Black and Latino people of color. We have the highest death rate from instant cardiac death, then diabetes, then kidney failure, then liver failure. And you guys are playing games. They played a song called Climax, and y'all talking about this subject? I'm highly offended. This is real life and death, man. Don't play with this. There are people listening to you all over the world right now. They need information. They need to know what's going on. Listen, when you make bread at home, there's only 6 ingredients max in it, not unless you make it some type of carrot bread or something like that. Why do when you go to the grocery store, there's 38 to 50 ingredients in the bread? It's chemical warfare. All the worst food comes into our communities. Our people have no choice but to buy it because they're broke. And then they get them hooked on the medicine because of the diseases, and they got them on the medicine for 20 years. It's a game, man. It's a racket. It's modern. It's legalized drug dealing. And you guys are playing Climax on this? Man, y'all need to stop playing. Oh. Y'all don't understand. Until you kiss death in the mouth, y'all playing with something that y'all making jokes and shit? Man, y'all better stop playing before I get on come to everybody's town and put my foot down. Mm-hmm. Do y'all understand me? Brother Raheem, whoever else is on this line, I'm listening here and I'm over here about to cry because I'm part of nation building and y'all playing with life and death issues. Check yourself. Get a check up in the neck up, man. There are people who tune in because nation building has established itself as a place to get information. And you playing with this? Man, y'all better start reading some books and realize what's happening to our people. We die wholesale. The ministers trying to get us to buy land so we grow our own food, and we're paying for our own deaths. Do y'all understand me? Can I get a witness now? Now somebody can comment. I want to hear some jokes now. I want to hear some ha-ha funny stuff going on now.
Sir, can I say something?
Who's to speak before you say you can say something? Who's speaking to me, please?
This is DJ Black Seas, a.k.a. the Landlord of the South.
DJ Black Seas, you play Climax on a show about food. Brother, I'm serious on DJ Seas. Man, I'm going to hang up because you know what? I'm going to hang up now because I'm about to say something that's going to offend everybody. But don't ever do that again. As long as you stay black and live. If you're going to talk about this subject matter, bring it with the seriousness and it deserves to the fore because there are people who are hanging on your every word who need this life-giving teaching so they can save their foolish self and their children. Some of
hey, sir, can I say something before you hang up?
He's probably already hung up. Go ahead, Caesar.
Yeah, he hung up. But
go ahead. Caesar, go ahead and just, say what you're about to say.
This is what I got to say to that brother that was just on the phone. What he doesn't understand, what everybody has to understand on this phone is this is brand new to us. This is something that we just put together overnight. I mean, as far as me, as far as me doing what I'm doing, I just put this together like in within a 20-hour period. You know, this is the beginning of something brand new. So it could be something nice eventually, but we have to learn what we're doing. So for him to say that, you know, for him to say all that, you know, I think that's ludicrous because. You know, if he understands what we're doing and understands what we—it's not a joke. Everybody knows it's not a joke. There's nobody on the phone line that thinks. thinks this is a joke. It's serious.
It was just a break, though.
It's right now, and it's serious to me right now, because what I was going to tell you guys that you don't know, I had six strokes. So the brother's talking about death. I died three times. He died twice. Yep. I died three times. And the reason why I died is because my blood pressure was up, because I do music for a living. And that's what that's all I do. I do music. I listen to music. I do music. I sign artists. That's what I do. That's my thing. That's my forte. So, you know, if you don't know me, then this is what I do, period. DJ Black Caesar is basically a person that helps out everyone. If you need help, call me up. If you need to get your music out there and get sponsorship for it, call me up. If you want to get your music out there and get it signed to Sound Exchange, and you draw yourself a check every 3 months, call me up. I'm that guy, so I can make that happen. So for that brother that was just on the phone, I think it was ludicrous for him to get on the phone and say what he said, because, you know, nobody on this phone line right now is professional. Nobody on this phone line knows what they're doing. Nobody on this phone line basically can work the system. And, you know, it just me for somebody to get on the phone line and say what he said, because there was no need for that. We're having
like
a good
time
right
that
now.
Brother was starving.
I'm
brother
sorry.
Was starving
okay,
for
let
information.
Let me just say this right quick, y'all. This is Gidget Muhammad. Let me just say this. You know, I know Brother Rakim and I and Sister Marilyn, we're sitting up here having a conversation, but in particular to Brother Forrest, in the preparation of this subject matter, we would not be talking about it if it was not a serious issue, and I want that to be understood. Being overweight, I know the consequences of it. I know Brother Forrest knows the consequences of it. It is a serious matter. However, if we choose for some reason not to be as serious as some people would probably prefer us to be, the point of the matter is getting the information out there to bring awareness to people.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody don't respond the same way. But as long as they get the message that this is a problem, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, I started off with the fact that we needed to go back to our kitchens because the food was killing us. So, yes, that was the description of the chemical warfare that is going on. And like I say, the problem, the resolution to the problem is in our kitchens, whether it be health or whether it just be weight. So it's not a joke. We're not sitting up here talking about fiction. We're talking actual facts. And I understand Brother Forrest's passion, and I know how it is when you're sick every day and you're sick and tired of being sick every day. I understand it more than most people know, but he knows I understand it. But, you know, everybody's deliverance is not so hardcore, and you know, we trying to have some fun, but we're trying to educate too. So if anybody is offended, you know, I apologize that you're offended. But Brother Rakim has a very distinct personality. Sister Marilyn has a very distinct personality. Caesar, I can't thank him enough for pulling this together and doing what he's doing. I appreciate everybody who is participating and has done what they've done, including Brother Forrest, because he's brought a lot to people. So, you know, let's just, you know, pump the brakes a little bit, leave the attitudes, you know, on the other end of the phone, away from the conversation, because that's not what it's about. We're trying to give out information to save our people, irregardless of how it's delivered.
I'm going to tell you something. Sister Gidget, I thank you for what you said. My cousin, world-famous DJ, and if you don't know DJ Caesar, I think you need to Google him. My cousin, he has died three times. He done had six strokes. I have been on his ass. How about been on your ass, Caesar?
Yeah.
I have been on your ass about your diet. And the reason that we chose this subject is because our people are dying. And the reason that we are conversating the way we are on this talk show, you know, we laugh. Yes, we're laughing about certain things. Yes, we said certain things are humorous. But the subject
itself is very serious. We got people dying every damn day because of eating the wrong foods and eating odd times of the day. I'm sitting here with my in my head right now, the volume two of How to Eat to Live from God in Person, Dr. Farhad Muhammad, written by Elijah, the messenger of Almighty God. So, hell no, we don't take this as no joke, but we do understand that we have people that are stubborn and hard-headed, and they like filth, they like filthy food, and damn it, if they like filth and filthy food, we got to do whatever we can to educate them, and if we got to entertain them in the process, damn it, that's what we're going to do. So we don't mean to offend nobody. People don't want to be hearing something serious all the time, even if this something is serious. But we're going to give it to you in a humorous way, and we're going to also give you elements in a humorous way. But we won't give it to you in a humorous way, but we're going to let you know we're serious. I just said that Burger King was Murder King. Murder King, because when you eat Burger King, they are merchants of death. They're killing our damn people. I said Mickey Disease. That's what I call McDonald's, Mickey Disease. I call them Mickey Disease because our people, they're being diseased by these crackers foods that we eat every day on the daily. Women too lazy to cook. Men don't know how to cook. And so they're feeding their children this bull's crap. I'm not going to say, no, I'm going to say bullshit. That's what it is. They feeding our people bullshit, and they dying. They paying for their own death. And so, Brother Forrest, I love you. You're my big brother. I cannot thank God enough for you, brother. You've done a lot for nation building. You were not obligated, but you stepped in like a big brother should, and you took the reins you took control in areas that you should have, that you felt obligated to take control of. It was a natural duty of yours. You did things nobody asked you to do. You did it on your own because you love your people. And I understand your frustration because, like you said, you died twice. You know the seriousness. You know the seriousness of our people dying and these bad foods, salt, pork, everything. You know how bad it is. My cousin Caesar, he know how bad it is. Sister Gidget is having health problems. He know how bad it is. And I think a lot of listeners know how bad it is. But one thing for sure is we need to be able to educate and entertain our people at the same time in order to hold their damn attention, because somebody has not been successful in doing so, because if they were, damn it, our people would not be dying the way they're dying today. They would not be dying if a person, you got people educating us on food every day, how to eat to live. I mean, how to eat to live. For 80 years, the Nation of Islam has been teaching this. But we still got people dying. We got people killing themselves, literally, over the bad choices that they make in foods. They're going to the grocery stores, getting all this processed food, all these chemicals. And like Brother Forrest said, it's a biochemical warfare. This is what we're against. They're using chemicals to kill our damn people. So thank you, brother, for calling in. I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate your concern. But hell no, we're not playing with this subject. Hell no, we're not playing. Huh?
Okay,
does
somebody have a radio or a TV on?
Can somebody, can you guys mute your phones out if you're not talking? Mute your phones out, because I hear all the noise in the background. So mute your phones out. And we're going to go to another song right now, if you don't mind. We're going to go to another song. This song is called El Shaddai.
Here we are, the last song. Pray that after the music stops, that the focus will be on you, Lord. People will see you for who you are and worship you with their lives. Cam, share your heart with us.
El Shaddai, God, you're almighty. God, you're almighty. And Father, I worship you. God, you're almighty. Father, I worship you. Lord, I worship you. I worship you. Jehovah Nissi, Lord, you're my banner. Lord, you're my banner. And Father, I worship you. Jehovah Nissi, Lord, you're my banner. Lord, you're my banner. And Father, I worship you. I worship you. Father, I worship you. I worship you. I worship you. Jehovah Jireh, you're my provider. You're my provider. And Father, I worship you. Jehovah Jireh, Lord, you're my provider. Lord, you're my provider. And Father, I worship you. Jesus, I worship you. Jesus, I worship you. Of you. Father, I worship you. Oh, Jesus, I worship you. My provider, I worship you. Oh, Father, I worship you. El Shalom.
Okay, guys, thanks a lot. I appreciate that. That was El Shaddai. So, my man Raheem, you can take the floor now. Go with it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm here, brother. I'm in a different spirit right about now, but I'm going to go on teaching my people because, like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us, he said, I love my people more than they hate themselves. And when you hate yourself, you're going to eat the wrong foods. You're going to make the wrong decisions. You're going to do the wrong things. I mean, you're going to live a fast life, which really causes a fast food, fast life, fast death. And our people are leaving. They leaving here quickly. And I always talk to people about hog meats. The hog is the number one cause of cancer, strokes, heart attacks, hypertension, aneurysms. Every time you hear somebody talking about they ate a hog, a lot of them, they complain about migraines. Well, you can have migraines so bad that a blood vessel, a bust in your brain, you bleed to death. Bleed from your nose and from your ears. And I had a cousin die that way. And right before he died, we had a discussion about him eating a hog. He told me, he said, I don't care what you say, cousin. I will eat the hog from the rooter to the tootie. I'd be damned if it wasn't 2 months later, my cousin was dead. He was dead. They found he got off work on a Friday. They hadn't seen him all weekend. So Monday, they found him in his house, bleeding from the ears and bleeding from the nose, bleeding from the mouth, because he had an aneurysm. I hear the echo in the background. But this is a very serious subject. I don't mean to make mockery of how people are dying because of bad food, but I do want to entertain my people as I educate my people. I think we all want to grab their attention because our people have, they're hard-headed. Most of them have a short attention span. We're competing with the game. We're competing with soap operas. We're competing with all these TV shows. We're trying to get our people. We got to compete against all of this filth that you see on television. So they can turn off the television and turn on radio blog, radio, you know what I'm saying, blog talk radio, and listen to what we're saying to try to help save their lives. So, yes, we laugh. Yes, we joke. But we're not joking about people dying. We're not joking about the thousands of people that lose their lives every day because they're eating the wrong foods. We're trying to save our people. You agree, Sister Gidget? Sister Marilyn, Sister Gidget, anybody?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
To take a call right now, Sister Marilyn is not, don't have nothing to say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I got a question for you guys. Who is 832? Whose area code is that?
That's mine.
Is that Sister Gidget?
Yes.
Hey, Sister Gidget, can you watch your phone? I think that's you making a noise in the background. Can you watch that phone, please?
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Raheem, I'm sorry, man. I just did a little testing, and I was looking where the noise is coming from. I can actually find out right here. And, okay, so, guys, take the floor and go with it.
Okay, I think we got a question, brother. I think that's coming from a 646 number. I don't know who that is. 646-80.
Well, I'm sorry, brother. This is Brother Forrest again. I want to tell you, brothers, and sisters, I love y'all too, brothers. I'm listening to the show attentively in my home on my computer. I love the effort that black people make to help each other, and especially this group of black people. I just thought that we had got off track, brothers, and bring it on my heart, not my head. Brother Caesar and Brother Raheem, I died 6 times. I just talked about 2 days that were very dramatic that caused me to have to go to a death group to deal with the trauma of dying, this trauma after death. So I'm looking at my people who have less money than I do, less knowledge than I do, and if I'm going through this, what are they going through? They go to the doctor. The doctor tells them, Sister Gidget may mention that she decided to get off steroids and she began to lose weight because the steroids were born. But there's people. People are dying because they're going to the doctor. The doctor intentionally giving them wrong information, intentionally giving them medication that knows that will shut down different organs within 1 year to 18 months after they take them. Then they die horrific deaths. They don't just die. They die horrific deaths. Then the food that we're eating is agitating our system so bad, and that's with young people. That's why they got to smoke reefer. They got to drink alcohol because the food has got them so agitated. Then they go do something dumb. They pick up a gun and go shoot the brother in the head. Where in New York City, when you get killed in New York City, automatically they do an autopsy. And if you've ever seen an autopsy done, which I have seen done many a times, they take every organ out of your body and they weigh it. So does that mean they don't harvest it? If you're not in that autopsy room, they're harvesting our young children's organs. This food situation is so horrific. Brother Cesar, if I finish you, I apologize, brother, because, man, brother, I respect anybody who's making an effort to help us. I just felt at the moment, brothers, at that time, I just thought it just got too hilarious. Brother Raheem, You know, I know you got a sense of humor, brother. You got personality. I know also you're a serious brother, and I know you're educated. And that's what our people deserve on the subject. That's all I felt in that moment. I apologize again if I offended anybody, but, man, y'all focus now.
Yes, sir. Brother Forrest, you're my big brother. I'm not going to dispute you for no reason at all, because steel is sharp as steel, brother. And if we offended you, and I would say this, you know, if we offended you, brother, we do apologize, because this is a serious subject. And I want to quote something from the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Brother Forrest just said something about these doctors. Let me tell you something about doctors. I don't trust damn doctors. Not at all. Especially American doctors. I don't trust them. You know why I don't trust them? Because if we stop eating wrong foods today, they wouldn't be as rich or paid as they are. The hospitals would not be as filled up as they are with black bodies dying, black bodies being sick and ill from all these bad foods that we've been eating. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad came to us, and he said to us, eat one meal per day and nothing between meals, not even drinking of milk, fossil juices. He said, you must not eat or drink anything between meals. You must keep your stomach regulated to that one meal. And when you drink enough water to digest that one meal, then do not drink any more water between meals. He also tells us, pay no attention to your doctor saying that you need 6 to 8 glasses of water with one meal per day. What he is telling us, the doctor is telling us, going for 3 meals per day. All their medical teachers and administering is based upon a patient who eats 3 meals per day. And when we eat 3 meals per day, damn it, it is killing us.
Yep.
America, and I'm in Mississippi. Mississippi is the most obese state in the Union. Why? Because Mississippi has been affected more by slavery than any other state in the damn country. Mississippi.
Sorry.
One more.
Brother right here.
The South. Yes, sir.
I mean, brother right here. I'm sorry, though. Listen, brother. Also, the point is, the messenger took us from book one to book two. In book one, he was getting us to try to master 1 meal a day, 2 meal a day, one meal every other day, to the point that we were eating 1 meal a week, if we could master that. But then in book two, he elevated the states that said, be a vegetarian. People, we need to look at these different documentaries that are coming out, because white folks are dying wholesale too. And they're making documentaries that are beneficial for us to watch. How they warehouse the chickens, how they warehouse the cows, how they're living and eating in each other's feces and everything. And then all that stress and all the antibiotics that they shoot up these cows and chickens and different animals with to make them grow faster now, that's what you're ingesting. That's why your 6-year-old daughter has breasts. That's why your 16-year-old son is almost seven feet tall, because they grow, and then our children are growing faster than their bones can develop, so they have other problems. You see a young man walking down the street. He's 6'8", 6'9". You might go to him and say, "Bro, you play basketball?" "Nope, I don't play basketball." He can't, because his bones are so frail that every time he plays sports, they break because of the food he eats. I mean, brother, this stuff is serious. That's why I got a little hot, and I apologize to everybody. But, man, if you just look at the condition of our people, and we're paying for it. This is even, it's like paying to go to work. We're paying for our own death. They're getting rich on the front end, what we put in our mouth, and they're getting rich on the back end, because it's not an instant death. It's a long, drawn-out death. and the medicines that are required. So the government is paying off, subsidizing all these hospitals and things, like Brother just said. Everybody's getting rich except for us. We're dying. They're getting rich off our own misery. We got to. This subject is much more powerful, I think, than maybe what y'all thought, even though it's needed, but it is so deep because it's like it's worldwide. Y'all know right now in Africa, the white people who were the colonists who colonized Africa are holding on to 500, 1,000, 10,000, 20,000 tracts, acres of land, holding on to it, saying that they own it because they were the investors of that land when they came in there and colonized the country. So Africans can't even grow food in their country. They got to import it from Belgium and France and England. And you know when they put stuff in cans, what they do with it. They shoot it up with some more preservatives and things. So our own people in Africa dying with, like the minister said, when we had Savior's Day in Ghana, you could spit in Ghana and a tree would grow. But why are you buying your foods from all these white countries? Because they got you in the trick bag. You know, it's getting real serious because if you look at what the white folks are saying, they want to depopulize the earth because they say the earth can't support feeding 8 billion people. And that's where the population growth is going to right now. We're a little bit over 8 billion. So listen to the language. Look out and see what's happening. So they want us to die. They want us to eat this food. They push it on us, brother. I mean, you know, you go to McDonald's, $1. $1 you can eat. But you really, $1, you're going to die. $1 is going to cost you over $1 million worth of health care that the government's going to pay the hospital for. Everybody got their hands on the till, and we're just being killed, you know. And we're just being buried. A funeral now is $12,000. Come on. I mean, that people have to break the bank to put their loved ones in the ground properly. Everybody's getting paid stuff for us. But
that's right.
Only because of the foolishness that we put in our mouth, and because every day, brother, if you could do a show every day on this subject, it wouldn't be enough. You know, it wouldn't be enough. So I'm going to go back to listening. Thank you, family, for tolerating my outburst. I'm maturing. I'm getting better. I'm getting a little bit wiser. But man, this is some serious business that's happening to our people all over the world. You know, not just here in the hells of North America, but all over the world is starving out our people. You know, do you know that in America there are places that they call food deserts in America where people can't get food? Think about that. I'm late.
Well, like the brother said, you know, it's best to be a vegetarian. I agree with that. That's something I have not yet grasped. I tried to be a vegetarian one time, and I don't know. I stayed away from meat. I'm going to tell you a true story. I stayed away from meat for probably about 2 years. I stayed away from meat, and I was at home down in Chicago, and I came back down south, which is really my original home. I came back to Mississippi, and me and some family members, we went out to eat, and they ate a steak. They were eating steak. We're at a buffet eating steak. I mean, they eating steak, and you know, this steak is all in my nostrils. I'm like, damn, this steak is smelling good. I mean, it was like I was so tempted to eat that damn steak, and before I knew anything, my ass had a plate with steak in it. I was eating steak, and I think that was like in 2000. I want to say 2002, 2003. I've been back eating. I don't eat steak that much. I eat probably steak once or twice every, I'd say, about 3 months. But I was back eating steak again. I mean, I was like,
well,
damn.
I can tell you, Brother Rakim, I started being a vegetarian January 2nd of this year. Today is May 3rd.
Yes.
And I've lost 42 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful. That's beautiful. Praise
be to Allah.
Yes, sir.
That's good.
Yes, sir. So it
pays
off. But
what our people don't know, it pays off because what happens, meat actually shortens our lifespan.
Yes,
it
does.
Most of us don't know this. It shortens our lifespan. I mean, you got people, something is wrong
Y'all know Brother Rakim, so if I say some things that y'all don't like, please, please have patience with me, because sometimes my motto is I don't give a damn. That's my motto. I don't give a damn what I say.
Like it is.
As long as I tell the truth. I'm going to tell you like it is. If you eat 3 meals a day, 5 days a week, 7 days a week, and you go to the bathroom twice a week, something is wrong.
It's true.
Something is wrong. You know what the hell is wrong? Because we eat all this damn meat. This meat is clogging up our stomach. We only get one stomach out of life. It's clogging us up.
This is true.
Constipated. And then this meat has worms in it. I remember when I was little, I used to eat so much sweets, so many sweets. I hated vegetables when I was little. And I remember when I was little, I'd go to the toilet, and I'm going to get graphic real quick because I need to wake some of you people up. Just listen, y'all need to wake y'all asses up for real, because what Brother Forrest said, that is true. Meat is against life, and as we speak, I need to work on myself because I've been eating some meat. I ate me some damn chicken the other day. I swear to God, it was good as hell. But I was sucking the hell out the damn bone, but it was sucking my damn life at the same time.
Right.
I just got to tell the truth. You sucking the pork chop bone, but it's sucking the hell out your life. Your family going to be tearing your ass.
I have a question, brother. So I'm like, I don't need to cut you off. This is Sister Lafria. I'm starting to do, I've lost 10 pounds already, you know, and I'm trying. Thank you, ma'am. And I'm trying to find ways to cut different cravings out, because I want to do, I used to be a vegetarian, and I went back to eating meat. I was a Job Corps. The chicken got me. The Yard Bird got me.
Damn chicken. We get pimped every damn time, don't we?
It's hard for me because I want to be a chef, but I can cook all this healthy stuff, and I'm trying to find different ways to cut. Yeah, I know, and to cut my cravings out, like, I'm starting to work out and lift weights and stuff, and I'm trying to find something that has a lot more protein in it, so I won't be going to the meat. I want to do like an alternative. And then
do you eat fish, sister?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Okay. If you still having cravings like that, my best suggestion to you, I know it worked for me. I used to chew cloves, because cloves will put a taste in your mouth and you don't want nothing.
Okay. You used to chew what?
Cloves. C-L-O-V-E-S. Cloves.
Cloves.
Oh, cloves.
Oh, I know
what that is.
Okay, cloves. Okay,
yeah.
Because I drink lemon water like every day. I mean, I drink it like all day. And then for dinner, I might have I made some peach tea. I might have a glass of tea, and that's the only thing I'll drink. I drink lemon water like constantly every day. I've been going to the bathroom a lot, and I know that my body is changing, and I want to stick with the routine because I have a certain goal. And I was just trying to figure out: has anybody ever lost some weight? What kind of tips could y'all?
I lost 42 pounds since January the 2nd just by not eating meat. I mean, I eat fish, I eat vegetables, and I eat salad, but that's all I eat. And I only eat fish twice a week. But when I first stopped, I love chicken like no other. I always use a natural remedy that I give my clients who have substance abuse issues, because it takes 21 days to break a bad habit. So I would drink nutmeg and water, and I would chew cloves, because it will change your cravings and your you know, that addiction, you know, to a certain taste. And so once you kind of manipulate taste buds, it'll take that craving away from you. So I would just suggest you try it.
Now, is it the clove that we used to put in ham, or is it the cloves you buy itself?
Oh, I don't know nothing about no ham.
I'm just saying, like, I know, like, back in the day, we used to put, like, ham and all that, like, the cloves inside the ham. I'm just being real. I'm just keeping it real. I mean, that's how I grew up. You go to the store, get the cloves, stuff them in the ham with the pineapples and stuff. So I'm trying to figure out those kind of cloves, or is it a different, do I need to go to the health food?
Well,
store.
Yeah,
this
you
LaPria,
still sell the health store.
I'm 40 years old. I don't remember nothing that happened when I was two. Well, not for food, because I wasn't preparing no food when I was two. But, no, I'm just kidding. But, seriously, I don't know nothing about clothes. Sister Gidget, you giving us some good information.
Hey, let me, can I say something?
Yes, sir.
Can I say something to the sister? You said you're working out in the gym. You're doing a lot of the different stuff, and you're trying to lose weight, and you want to know what you can do as far as protein. Then what I would do is I would get myself a good supplement, like vitamins and minerals. Also, I would get myself a powdered protein shake. I would substitute a meal, two meals, with a protein shake. They have them already made up in the cans. They call them what do they call it for the old folks, the stuff they drink? What's that?
Insure and Boost.
Yeah, okay, you can do those. Those are cool, but the thing you need to do, what I used to do, I used to lift weights also, and I was in pretty good shape. My cousin will tell you guys. I got to the point where I was doing shows and all that. And the way that you lose weight and manipulate your body is the lemon juice is good. That's right. I mean, lemon water, that's right. You do that. Continue to do that. Also, you can cut water with vinegar. The vinegar will help you even
yeah,
more.
Yeah, I was doing like a shot of that. I had a shot glass, and I would drink it like a shot of vinegar with lemon water.
Right. That will help. That will help you also. But the thing that will really help you is when you're working out, make sure when you get done working out, every time you get done working out, if you're lifting weights like I do, I have weights now that I work out with, but I have them in my home. I have weights right now, and the thing that I do is I have a protein shake once I get done working out. Once you get done working your muscles out, what you need to do before you go to bed at night, you need to feed them. And the way you feed them is get yourself a good, healthy protein drink. And the drink that I can tell you right now is Muscle Milk. They're number one. They've been number one for like maybe 4 or 5 years. They've been number one with all the people that you see in the magazines, like the bodybuilders. That's what they say, Muscle Milk.
Okay, thank
I just
so
want
much
to tell
though.
Her one thing. Do not drink anything out of a can. I know they sell stuff in cans, but our people in particularly have an overdose of aluminum in our bodies. Aluminum is not good for your body. Do
yes.
not
right.
drink stuff out of cans. Do not buy canned goods. Those items are not good for you. They're not even made for you.
Right, right.
Do not buy
They sell the Muscle Milk in cartons, so you don't have to worry about that.
Yes,
it's in a plastic container. Because
yeah,
my goal is
my people stay away from cans.
Yeah, because my goal is because I have high blood pressure. I just started having that. So my goal is to lose 150 pounds by next year. So I won't have high blood pressure or asthma. I just had been diagnosed with asthma for 3 years because I was born with a bad heart. So my mother used to smoke with me. So yeah, I have a tube in my chest and everything. But yeah, so my goal is to not have asthma or high blood pressure. So I think a lot. I'm in the house I'm in now because my aunt and uncle are track coaches and they're good sticklers on like losing weight. You know, they're like, we don't want no fat girls in our house. Everybody got to lose weight. So everybody's jogging, running, losing weight, walking, doing something. We eat between 4 and 6, no later than 7. So I'm just like, oh, hello, thank you. I'm in the right house.
Hey, walking is the best thing that you can do as far as the exercise. I would continue walking. I would improve and increase my walking because that's what I also. That's the best thing you can do. Walk fast and have your arms moving at the same time back and forth.
Yeah, because I went in the neighborhood. I just moved to Austin. So the neighborhood I'm in, me and my auntie, we walked like for 50 minutes. And then when we got done with that, I went out in the back because they have like a full gym on their back deck. And I like lifted weights. I love lifting weights. That's my thing.
Yeah.
I was lifting weights. Yeah. Only thing I couldn't do was leg presses. That's my favorite. But I was lifting weights. I had the free weights and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, I got to get back in the gym. So, you know, I'm excited. But my biggest challenge is getting on the elliptical. I don't like it, but it's. I'm going to
yeah, I don't
that.
Like that either. I don't like that elliptical. I don't. Yeah. Hey, guys, look, I'm going to get into one more song because it's getting close to that time. We got like 9 minutes right now. I'm going to get into one more song. It's going to be the last song of the night. It's called Praying for You.
All right? Here it goes.
Father God, I'm praying to you for somebody who knows you, Lord, but just haven't been seeing you in the right view lately.
I'm praying for a friend, he and I are pretty close. And out of all my friends, but this one I'm concerned the most. He say he reading daily, but he ain't really learning. He been in church, but say that he ain't moved by any sermon. His face weak, he ain't prayed in a week. He wake up and just weep, with his face in a sink. Lord, you gotta help my man, I'm praying for him daily. He ain't sin, but it just seems as if he going crazy. He say he feeling trapped, can't even hit up the mall. Cause every lady's half-dressed, tempting him to lust and fall. He keep the TV off, videos just make him feel that he ain't really nothing without money, girls, and shiny wheels. The other day he told me that he felt less a man cause he ain't have a 5-year plan or a piece of land. And man, it's crazy cause his family thinks so much of him. Plus he got a godly wife who always show a love for him. But he's struggling, even though he talked to me. I tell him what to do, but he don't listen when he ought to be. I'm scared for him, cause there's people that look up to him. He got some younger siblings who've been changed by what he's done for them. But is it done for him? Lord, don't let it be. If he don't wanna talk to you, then Father, hear from me. Is it done for him? Lord, don't let it be. If he don't wanna talk to you, then Father, hear from me. Yeah. I'm praying for you. Is worse since we was last conversing. I'm with him now, he ain't doing well, at least I'm certain. He say he's trying to trust you, doesn't want to disgust you, but he was in the midst of sinners and did not disgust you. And just today his anxiety's got the best of him. He knows Christ but for hours refused to rest in him. He's not the best of men, but Lord, I know he really loves you. And I can't understand why lately he's not thinking of you. People trust this dude, you can crush this dude. Father, he needs more of you, I pray you touch this dude. What can I say to him? I'm determined to pray for him. Father, empty and break him, I pray you'll just have your way with him. Cause there's a change in him, and the effects are strong. I pray you'll open up his heart before the next song. And when he gets home, I pray you'll open up the 66 book love letter you wrote and soak it up. Cause he ain't hearing you, and he ain't feeling me. And God, I know it's killing you, because it's killing me. And matter of fact, there's something else he's concealing, see. The person that I've been praying about is really me.
Okay, guys, that was praying for you. We're going to get ready to wrap it up because we're getting into the minutes. We're dying down into like 5 minutes right now. So everybody, let's get ready to wrap it up. Brother Raheem, go ahead and take it away.
Brother, I love that song. You got that for me, brother?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, man, I think that was Lecrae. That's his name, Lecrae. Real Hot Christian Artist. Lecrae, y'all check him out. That's L-E-C-R-A-E, Lecrae. I want to dedicate this show to my big brother Forrest. Brother Forrest, our prayers are with you, brother. We know you're going through some hard times. And I also got a friend, a dear friend of mine. She's 27 years old. She had a heart attack Sunday. 27 years old. Young, beautiful sister. And my big cousin, Caesar's my cousin, my flesh and blood, y'all. I dedicate this show to him, too, because for the past year or so, our family, he's been giving our family a big scare, and I pray to Almighty God Allah, he's taking care of himself. As a matter of fact, he done came a long way, He's come a long way, so I'm very proud of him. I dedicate this also to Sister Gidget. Sister Gidget has been struggling with problems, and we thank Almighty God a lot that she's here with us on air tonight. Sister Gidget?
Yes, sir. All praises due to Allah. I'm still here.
Yes, sir. I also dedicate the show to everybody that lost somebody to heart attack, strokes, and diabetes. Whatever the case may be, this show is dedicated to you.
And I just got a suggestion via text message from Brother Forrest telling everybody to eat their bean soup and drink raw milk.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir, Brother Forrest. We thank you, Brother Forrest. Thank you, Sister Gidget, for relying on, you know, relaying that information to us. Brother Forrest, listen to this man. He said vegetarian is the best way to go. I believe him. So we all need to strive to be vegetarians. If I give up this damn chicken, damn. This damn pimp, this yard pimp, I swear to God, he's pimping the hell out of me. Seriously.
can we see if we got one more last caller before we go?
Yes,
yeah,
ma'am.
Let's take the last call very quickly.
Is anyone there?
Yeah, okay, there you go. Go ahead, 662.
Is someone on the phone?
I see the number.
I don't see anybody have a question. I don't have anybody on here to ask a question. You guys, go ahead and wrap it up. Let's get ready to wrap it up because we got 2 minutes left right now. So
okay.
Go ahead and wrap it up.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and exit out right quick. I want to thank everybody who called in, everybody who listened. Hopefully by next week we'll have these technical issues down and we will start on time. And I want to thank Brother Rakim. I want to thank Sister Marilyn. These are my brother and my sister. I love y'all like blood. I want to thank and welcome Brother Caesar Black to Nation Building and welcome him to the Nation Building Blog Talk Show and welcome him to the Nation Building family. Thank you, brother, for all your hard work and your efforts, and know that we love you and we appreciate you. So, and that's all I'm going to say, Assalamu alaikum, family.
I want to thank you guys for letting me in. And, hey, brother, Rakim, I want to thank you guys, man. I love you guys, man. Everybody's cool with me because let's just make it a good thing, man. It's brand new to me, so we got it. We got it now. Next week it'll be great. We got it now. We'll have no more flaws, no more problems. So whoever wants to flow, you can take it right now because it's winding down. You got about 50 seconds.
Oh, check this out. This is LaPree. I want to say something to you. Don't try to get big like Hulk Hogan. Don't do that.
Yes? What'd you say?
Don't get
like,
don't get big like a
wrestler. I'm just trying to, you know, I'm trying to be like, you know, I'm just trying to get my little shape back, you know.
Okay, okay. Hey, check this out. We thank you for calling in. We got 28 seconds. We count down.
Next year, so.
We count down, sister. You got to get ready for the baby, sister. Get your body right. Get your mind right. Get your body right. And we out of sight. PJ Caesar, Black Caesar, take us away.
Hey, it's great, man. I had a good time, everybody. Hey, it's good.
Where's Sister Marilyn?
I'm right here.
Get some ice. It's over, y'all. The recording is over with, y'all. Yes.
Hey, Rocky.
I'll see you guys on Facebook.
I will talk to you, man. All right, be cool, guys. Everybody be cool. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right.
All right, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.